Hey, earners, what's up? Look, today's episode is brought to you by Acorns. Have you ever felt overwhelmed by the idea of investing? I know I have. It can seem so complicated, and sometimes you just don't know where to start. Many of us think we need a lot of money to get into investing, or that we simply don't have the time to manage it. Well, today I want to share something that's going to make your life a lot easier. That's right, Acorns. Acorns makes it easier to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invests your money for you. And now, Acorns is putting their money into the future. Open an Acorns Later IRA and get up to a 3% match on new contributions. That's extra money for your retirement. Don't waste another second. Head over to acorns.com/EYL or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/EYL. Earners, what's up? Look, if creating content is more than just a passion project for you, it's time to make the passion profitable. With Kajabi, you can easily diversify your revenue, build your brand, and transform your audience into loyal customers. I know firsthand how challenging it could be to juggle content creation and business development, but Kajabi makes it easy to streamline everything in one place. As a creator, you are your brand, so your business should reflect exactly what you envision. With Kajabi, not only can you build your business your way, but you can also keep every cent of what you earn. It's an all-in-one platform that lets you focus on what matters most, your content and your audience. And let's face it, we all need a little help sometimes, especially when you're a one-person show. But you don't need to hire a full-time team. You just need Kajabi. Kajabi is a leading all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. Whether you're a coach, content creator, or educator, Kajabi makes it easy to transform your skills, passions, and experiences into enriching online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, and more. The best part? Kajabi doesn't take a cut of your revenue. Everything you create is owned and controlled by you, so you keep 100% of what you earn. On top of that, Kajabi gives you robust analytics, easy payment options, email marketing tools, and customizable website templates. Everything you need to grow your business seamlessly. And here's the thing, you don't need a massive audience to make sustainable income. Thousands of creators are making 6 and 7 figures with Kajabi, even with less than 50,000 followers. So if you're navigating the challenges of generating revenue as a creator, Kajabi can be the game changer you need. Right now, Kajabi is offering an incredible deal, a free 30-day trial to help you kickstart your business. Just head over to kajabi.com/earn to get started. That's kajabi.com/earn. Join the creators and entrepreneurs who've made over $7 billion on their platforms and take control of your financial future with Kajabi today. kajabi.com/earn. Don't miss out on this opportunity to turn your passion into profit.
You talked about you when you raised $25 million. I remember that was like a few years ago. I think that was what values your company at $100 million, right?
Yeah.
So talk about that. A lot of people see the headline like Slutty Vegan has a $100 million valuation, right? But talk about the process of actually raising that money. When you got the money, what was the first thing you did with the money? Were you beholden? Did you have to answer to other people to make sure that you was doing the right thing with the money? Like, looking back on in hindsight, how was that experience of actually getting that $25 million?
The experience of getting $25 million. So when I first got the money, y'all, I cried. Right. You never know what you're going to do when you get that much money. I cried. I cried because, you know, it's one thing to put pressure on myself because this is my business and I don't owe any, like, it's my equity. It's mine, me, my. But when you take money from a strategic investor, it's no longer just me, my, it's ours. Yeah. So I'm not just answering for myself. I'm answering for the people who believed in me to invest this level of capital to help me grow and scale my company. So that's a different kind of pressure. If anybody that's watching this, if you've never raised $25 million or anything remotely close, it is a different kind of pressure because people are counting on you. So what happens if people can't count on you no more? That really gets tough. So when I got the money, I was a bit overwhelmed because you could either do great things with the money or you could fumble the ball. And here I am. I'm a Black woman, and not many Black women get this level of capital. So it ain't just Pinky that just got $25 million. It's every single Black woman entrepreneur, every Black entrepreneur, every minority entrepreneur. You understand what I'm saying? So like, it's not just about me. When I go in these rooms now, it's not just, oh, Pinky is in the room. No, that's a Black person in the room. And if I fumble the ball, then it affects all of us, because the way that the world works, the reality of it is sometimes we get grouped together. So I come as one, but I stand as 10,000. And I'm telling you that because 90% of what we said we were going to do with the money, we did. Right. We opened up locations. We paid off debt. We did all of the things. But you never realize how fast $25 million can go when you're building and you're scaling and you're growing businesses. So if I could do anything different, would I change anything? No. However, what I would make sure is I would make sure my advice to anybody who is about to get a level of investment, you need to go, and somebody should create this. You need to go through a program where you sit down with strategic advisors, you sit down with financial advisors so they can really make the money work for you. Because actually, I take that back. If I could go back, I would alter something. What I would do is I would make sure that all of that money would go into a fund that is accruing interest, and we could grow the business off of interest based on that hard money. But again, right? It took for me to have this level of real-time experience to learn. But if you do get a lump sum of money in that kind of way, you can put it in an account where you can live off the interest. You can open up stores off the interest. You can pay your payroll off the interest. You can put it in treasury accounts, which I did, right? And you can utilize that interest to make the money that you need to continue to grow the business so that you don't run through cash so fast.
So when they gave you the 25, they just gave you a check for $25 million and like, do your thing?
Yeah. And we did. We did our thing.
We did our thing, girl.
But what I'm saying to you is doing your thing means a lot. Doing my thing ain't necessarily doing my investor's thing.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If I had to do this all over again, I would make sure that I'm being super intentional on the who, what, when, where, and why. Luckily for me, I've been blessed with the best investors in the world. So Richie Lou Dennis from New Voices is my lead investor. And then EHI, Enlightened Hospitality Group, that's Danny Meyer, who created Shake Shack. So like, it don't get no better than that. Like God really just blessed me on that opportunity because I can pick up the phone and any relationship that I want to have is a phone call away. So it's also very important to be mindful of who you decide to take money from. But I'm glad that the $25 million allowed me to propel my business to now being a household name, from covers of magazines to being in Target stores and getting picked up in Walmart. We're going into Walmart week 37, to being able to open up more locations, to be able to have brand partnership deals. So the opportunities are continuing to roll, but it's a result of the level of investment that the investor said, you know what, I'm going to give you this money so you can grow this brand.
So you said you did 90% of the things that you wanted to do, which leaves the door open for the 10% that still hasn't been done. Talk about that, because as you're scaling, you're also diversifying, whether, you know, on your personal level, you're doing real estate. I know Bar Vegan has had some of the change. We got live events happening there, live music happening in there. So talk about that balance as you're growing and scaling, you're also diversifying and accomplishing that 10% that we still want to get done.
You know, it's interesting because I am diversifying, but right now I'm trying to undiversify. What they don't tell you is that when you start to grow this business, then we want to do all of these things. And I mean, we all creatives on the phone, let's be honest, right? Like we got this thing that's the bread and butter, and then we want to go off and do this and movies and television and blah, 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 blah. And all these things are great. But the reality of it is you cannot serve two masters, right?
Yeah.
So it's important to make sure that home is always good, because home will always make room for other things. So when I created Bar Vegan, that was really just a concept that was like overnight, oh, this is a multi-million-dollar company too. Who would have thought? And I came up with this concept and I made what, like $5 million the first year in that one location. So I'm like, oh, this is like, this is a real business. And this is separate and aside from Slutty Vegan. So I'm like, okay, this is great. So then I just recently, I did a soft opening for my next Bar Vegan that's opening in next week. But Bar Vegan and Slutty Vegan are kind of like my bread and butter right now. Before, I wanted to do like a Slutty Vegan record label and I wanted to do all these things. But then I had to have a conversation with myself as an entrepreneur that guess what? When I get Slutty Vegan to where I want it to be, whether I decide to go public, whether I decide to sell, whatever decision I make on the business, that'll make room for me to do all the other things that I want to do. But I have to make sure that this is sound. I got to make sure that this continues to make the money. I have to make sure that this brand continues to grow because this brand is going to set me up for everything else that I want to do in my life.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.